The European Union's foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, visits Riyadh today to discuss a Saudi Arabian proposal for peace in the Middle East. Solana arrived in the region earlier this week and has been trying to get Israel and the Palestinians back to the negotiating table. Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah's proposal would have Israel withdraw to pre-1967 borders in exchange for normalized relations with the Arab world. President Bush spoke with Abdullah by telephone yesterday and praised the proposal. In Israel, the Saudi plan initially was dismissed as a gimmick, but Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is showing more interest. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. The Saudi idea seems to have caught a lot of people by surprise, especially in Israel. What's been the reaction there?
Well, Bob, the immediate reaction was skeptical. Israeli officials called it a PR stunt by the Saudis, who have seen their relations with the U.S. strained since September 11th. In fact, when Crown Prince Abdullah made these comments to New York Times columnist Tom Friedman, he said he didn't even intend to present this plan because of what he called Ariel Sharon's escalation of violence. But with the situation here so desperate, the proposal seems to be taking on a life of its own. And by yesterday, as leaders from around the world embraced the plan, Sharon told the EU's Javier Solana that he was interested in the ideas and he'd like to know more about them. The Saudis are cautioning now that this is a vision for peace, not a blueprint, they say. But it does go beyond a plan floated 20 years ago by another Saudi ruler. He offered recognition of Israel. This goes to full normal diplomatic relations, which, if it happened, would be a huge step toward bringing peace to the region.
But doesn't it leave some critical questions unanswered?
Critical and hugely difficult questions. It says, for example, Israel should withdraw from the occupied territories, but then says nothing about the fate of Palestinian refugees. Israel has long contended that it can't accommodate the return of all the refugees because it would lose its Jewish majority. But if Lebanon, for instance, sees no solution for its 300,000 Palestinian refugees, it's not likely to agree to this Saudi proposal. And if Lebanon doesn't agree, that probably means Syria wouldn't agree since their interests are closely intertwined. The Saudis are also silent on the fate of Jerusalem, another tough issue. Palestinians want East Jerusalem as their capital, but there's also these holy sites in the old city that are claimed by both Jews and Muslims. That's been a key stumbling block in the past, and this proposal leaves that problem still looming.
Is the Sharon government prepared to give up all the territory Israel took in the 1967 war?
Well, there's a fundamental problem, certainly on the Israeli side. Analysts here on both the right and the left are highly skeptical of that happening anytime soon. Sharon does like to speak of painful concessions when the time comes, but he has never shown a willingness to give up the settlements, to date anyway. Palestinians say Sharon has done everything he could to avoid even implementing the Mitchell Plan, which calls for a freeze on the growth of settlements, let alone evacuating them. There's political problems for him here. Bob, he's got this coalition government, and just the other day, two of his right-wing ministers threatened to resign if he even let Yasser Arafat leave Ramallah. I mean, the idea of this kind of coalition supporting a withdrawal from the Palestinian territories strikes people here as unlikely at best.
Hasn't Israel insisted on the end of all violence before any peace talks can resume?
They have. That demand has not changed over these many months of this latest uprising, and certainly that isn't happening now. After a personal plea from Javier Solana, Yasser Arafat has agreed to resume security talks between Palestinians and Israelis. They're aimed at trying to reduce the violence. But again, overnight, a Palestinian was killed in a gunfight with Israeli troops as they moved in on a refugee camp near Nablus in the West Bank and north of Jerusalem in an industrial area. An Israeli employer was killed by one of his Palestinian workers just this morning. People here say there are a couple of things that you could watch for regarding the Saudi plan, whether the Arab conference next month in Beirut endorses it, and even more importantly, whether the U.S. gets fully involved in moving it forward. Otherwise, this plan doesn't seem likely to get very far.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.